Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sleeping Giant, How the New Working Class Will Transform America, by Tamara Drought. Read by Tanya Eby. Servants, laborers, and workmen of different kinds make up the far greater part of every political society. But what improves the circumstances of the greater part can never be regarded as an inconveniency to the whole. No society can surely be flourishing and happy, of which the far greater part of the members are poor and miserable. It is but equity, besides, that they who feed, clothe, and lodge the whole body of the people should have such a share of the produce of their own labor as to be themselves tolerably well fed, clothed, and lodged. Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations, 1776. Introduction. My father died a few short months after the city of Detroit declared bankruptcy. He was a steelworker, the epitome of the person you likely conjure up when you hear someone described as working class. White, male, hard hat and lunch pail, steel-toed boots, and a dark blue uniform he'd bring home at the end of every shift and promptly throw in the washing machine. The earthy, sweaty, and metallic smell lingered in the laundry room after he closed the lid. He was America's hero, the brawny backbone of American prosperity and a broad middle class the likes of which the world had never seen. These were the men who soldered, heaved, and secured America's industrial might in the world, and as a result earned the pride and respect of our nation. That working class is dead. Detroit's bankruptcy, a blunt symbol of its ultimate demise.